It's Mornings with Dave, Doreen, and Gino on Milwaukee's Hometown Rock.
96.5 KLH. Dave, Doreen, Gino, happy Friday. Gino had a chance to talk to Kevin Hart. Fatherhood is the name of the movie that he's in, right?
Right, on Netflix, and it's not your usual Kevin Hart type of movie. And no spoiler here, but he and his wife have a baby, and his wife dies, and he's left to raise the baby.
Wow.
And, you know, he has a little help. His mother-in-law and his mother are around, but it's a real learning thing for him.
I'm totally shocked by this.
Yes.
I cannot believe that's the plot.
Yes. And if there are some moments where, seriously, you feel a tear coming to your eye, but he has a young star with him. Melody Hurd is her name, and she talked about what it was like working with Kevin.
All right.
Kevin is amazing, extremely talented, helpful, sweet, nice, talented, and successful, and he deserves what he has.
Nice. Just like we practice. It cost me like $20 right there. It cost me $20 and a TikTok. I got to do a nice TikTok after that for that compliment there. That's how you got to pay the younger kids these days. $20 and a TikTok. It goes a long way. That's what got that compliment.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and every comedian seems to want to stretch and do dramatic work. Well, we talked about playing a dramatic role.
It's all about growth. It's all about putting yourself in position to show growth. You know, to put your talent on display in many different ways. And I think I've been patiently waiting for the right piece of material to take on and show my dramatic chops. And this one came at the right time. You know, it's an amazing story. It's a true story. And, you know, I felt that I got the opportunity to step into a role and shine a light in a way that I've never been able to shine. You know, I'm putting a black father on the big screen and doing it in a positive light, taking on a true story and being able to give this type of performance and persona and attach it to love and embrace fatherhood in a way that, you know, it will motivate and inspire so many other fathers just to want to do more and be present. It was all arrows pointed to go for me.
All right. So there's a little pressure on me every time I talk to Kevin Hart, because long before he became really famous, I was interviewing him in Chicago, and I read that he was a huge Richard Pryor fan. And I had an original poster from Richard Pryor Live on the Sunset Strip. And I gave it to him, and he started to cry. He had tears in his eyes. He was so touched by it. So then, of course, the pressure is every time
right.
to come up with something.
What are you going
to
do next?
Well, with the pandemic and not seeing him in over a year, I've come up with a bunch of things, and I showed him those items.
I got you the Live on the Sunset Strip program.
This pandemic, you see what it's doing? It's messing up our mojo, man.
I know. This is stir crazy. And look at this one.
Oh, my God.
So we have to see each other. I love you like the brother I never had. And last time you showed me a picture of the wall, when is the invite to the house? For God's sake.
You know what? It's got to be soon, Gino. Listen, nobody is sweeter and nicer, man. Your gestures are missed. Your presence is missed. And it's, you know, we got to get out of this. I'm ready to get back to being in a room with you, being face to face. It's, you've never not made my heart smile, man. And those right there, it's like, it's never ending with you, man. I love you. I appreciate you. Genuinely.
Wow. That is really cool.
Yes. But let's take issue here, because the time I saw him last time, he's like, oh, I was hoping you were going to be here. He scrolls on his phone and he shows me the wall with all the Richard Pryor stuff in his house.
But you've never been invited.
Never been invited.
I think you
house.
Will be now, though.
I think definitely. I put the pressure on.
I don't know. I think he kind of skirted over it a little bit by giving you all those compliments.
Dad's Day Sunday, Andrew Kennedy talks about being a father.
As a father, you're constantly messing up. There's so many close calls, so many that I don't tell my wife all of them. As long as nobody gets really hurt, why tell her everything? That's just dumb, isn't it? Like when you lose your kid at a superstore for 45 minutes, but then you find him. We found him. We were only on lockdown for 45 minutes. Nobody was going in, nobody was coming out. I shouldn't have played hide and seek with him. That was my fault. That was stupid. Because he's really good. He doesn't make a sound. You can't hear anything. Navy SEALs would learn from Aiden how to keep quiet. I didn't know what big and tall underwear rack he was hiding under. We were in Pennsylvania at a hotel, and this was a few years ago, and Ian was 10 months at the time, and Amy went to put her makeup on in the bathroom, and she told me, hey, you know, honey, I put Ian on the bed. Just watch him. He's 10 months old. Just watch him. It's simple. Watch him. I'm going to do my makeup. I don't know if you know this, but 10-month-old children don't stay on a bed for very long. They really don't. They'll find the edge almost immediately and sit with their back to the edge of the bed. So I'm watching a show with Aiden, and I turn around to see my son fall off the bed in slow motion, because there's nothing I can do about it. I can't stop it from happening. All I can do is remember the horrible scene as it unfolds right in front of me. It was slow motion, but he did a perfect tuck and roll, and it was like, you know, the Cirque du Soleil came to the Ramada Inn. Nothing happened. He burped, laughed, she walked out, I picked him up. We're playing Superman! Superman!